Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined again by Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Danny, the first Saudi arrived in the port of Duluth Superior this week with some, I guess you would say now, celebrated crew members aboard.
Yes, that's right. The first Salty, the Resco, arrived in the Twin Ports last week with Ukrainian crew members on board. And I spoke with Nikola Bakhtin from Mariupol, who expressed that he was scared for a couple of weeks while they were underway on the ship because he didn't know what had happened to his family back in the Ukrainian port city. He said he wanted to leave the ship and go find his family, but he was eventually able to connect with them and found out that they're now safe in Germany. But he said he still doesn't know if his home is still standing in the port city. And he said he wants to go back to Ukraine because it's his home, but he doesn't know if that's something that will happen depending on what happens there. And you know, the outcome of the Ukrainian war or the Russian war in Ukraine could also affect trade, too, here in the Twin Ports. You know, Russia and Ukraine together supply more than a quarter of the world's wheat, and disruptions to that supply could fuel higher food prices. And in Duluth, Scott Hillerin with Guthrie Hubner said it's unknown how that war could impact the grain trade out of Duluth Superior. But in the past, he said hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico have affected business. And so if Ukrainians are unable to plant wheat, that could possibly mean that more grain would be exported out of the Twin Ports. But that still remains to be seen. And, you know, Ukrainians would typically be harvesting wheat sometime in the next several months. And if farmers can't get their harvest because of the ongoing attacks or ports and railroads are too badly damaged to move those shipments, then it could have an impact on countries in North Africa or the Middle East that are dependent on wheat from Ukraine and Russia. And the Resco, when it went to the grain terminal at Connor's Point, it went to load up on about 16,000 short tons of spring wheat and about 5,400 short tons of durum wheat. And it's now going to be destined for Italy.
Well, a much different story than our normal salty visitors. On the shore, specifically on your lawn, Superior and Ashland are taking part in an event called No Mo May. What's that about?
Yeah, No Mo May. So 2 years ago, Appleton became the first city in the nation to adopt No Mo May. And the idea behind it is to allow homeowners to let their lawn go and become overgrown for a few weeks to boost the number of bees and other pollinators. So the initiative helps make sure that bees that are coming out of hibernation have a lot of sources to choose from to get that sweet nectar or pollen that they need. And so the initiative, everywhere it's been implemented, is optional and requires cities to temporarily waive enforcement of ordinances that require homeowners to keep up their lawns. And so this week, the Superior City Council passed a resolution for No Mow May, and also Ashland City Council also suspended enforcement as well, you know, to encourage people to take part in this. And the initiative has spread to cities like Wausau, Oshkosh, Fort Atkinson, and Stevens Point, and, you know, like dandelions on an unmown lawn, as my colleague said, this year the idea has spread even farther.
All right. Well, Rick, before we worry about mowing the rest of our lawns, we have to find them under all that snow. Is it finally gone? And how bad was it?
I don't think it's all gone yet. But if it seemed like it had snowed a lot for what's supposed to be a spring month, you're right. According to the National Weather Service in Duluth, the city has received 19.2 inches of snow in April through noon Wednesday, with several days left to go in the month. And that's compared to the average 6.8 inches of snow that we receive usually in April. But as bad as it's been, that's good enough for about the seventh snowiest April on record in Duluth. But it's not even close to the record. You'd have to go back to 2013 to find an April when 50.8 inches of snow fell. which was the snowiest month in Duluth's recorded history. And April 2013 even topped November 1991, the infamous Halloween blizzard month, when 50.1 inches of snow fell. So overall, the winter of 2021-22 sits at 94.2 inches of snow in Duluth, and that's about 7.1 inches more than average, but only good enough for the 24th snowiest winter on record, well shy of the record 135 inches that fell in 1995 and 1996. So yes, April's been miserable for sun seekers and summer dreamers, but it could be a lot worse, and it has been.
All right. Well, finally, there was another shooting incident on Wednesday. This one, officer involved and in Chisholm.
Yes, a felony suspect was killed when an officer-involved shooting occurred in Chisholm on Wednesday. The fatal shooting came following contact made with a felony-level suspect at the conclusion of what was a coordinated and widespread search, according to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office. No officers were injured in the shooting, and there was no further description provided of the suspect. The search, which started at 4:45 a.m. on Wednesday and included the Hibbing and Chisholm areas, yielded the suspect's unoccupied vehicle at about 7:15 a.m. Authorities then responded to the 200 block of Central Avenue South in Chisholm, leading to the fatal shooting confrontation with the suspect. The suspect was wanted in connection with a recent felony-level crime in Morrison County, Minnesota, and that's about 2 hours southwest of Duluth. Officers from Hibbing, Chisholm, Virginia, and the Minnesota State Patrol were all actively pursuing the suspect, along with St. Louis County Sheriff's Office deputies. Multiple officers, it appeared, fired on the suspect and involved officers, and the subject's name are being withheld at this time. What precipitated the shooting has not yet been made known, or if the suspect was armed. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is in charge of the investigation and will determine if squad and body cameras captured the event. Life-saving efforts were performed by officers on the scene, along with Chisholm ambulance personnel and ambulance personnel from Hibbing as well. The subject was pronounced dead at the scene. The BCA will provide updates as the investigation unfolds.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
And Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music of Rich Mattson and Jermaine Gibberley. I'm Robin Washington, and as always, stay safe, everyone.
Well, I never met my neighbor rolling right across the street. And they're always packing heat. There's five little kids out playing and three or four McDonald's.